In Parshas Vayechi, we have all of the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave the children. So the bracha that he gave Yehuda is Layosi Shevet Yehuda, that the Malchus should remain in Shevet Yehuda. The Ramban, in his commentary on Chumash, understands the pasuk to be Tzivui, Tzavuas Hazaken. Not all the Rishonim agree. Other Rishonim think that it's a Haptoche, it's not a Tzivui. The Ramban has a famous comment. He refers to the Chashmonoim as Chaside Elyon, and he thinks that if not for them, the Molei HaChashmonoim Nishtak Chetara Mitzvahs Mi Yisrael, and nonetheless, he thinks that they were punished because they violated the Tzavos HaZokein, that they took the Malchus for themselves, even though they were not from Shevet Yehuda. The Halacha seems to distinguish between three different types of Malchus. The Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara, the first sugya in the Gemara, distinguishes between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Umas Olam. When you have a Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael, that's one din. When you have a non-Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael or any other government ruling over anywhere in the world, even if it's true what the Queen of England claims, that she's a descendant from the Malchus Beis David, but right now the British Empire doesn't control Eretz Yisrael. So even if she is Jewish, even if she is a descendant from Malchus Beis David, the government in Britain is Malchus Umas Olam. It's not called Malchus Yisrael. So there's one din, Malchus Umas Olam, a government in general. Then you have Malchus Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And then you have Malchus Beis David in Eretz Yisrael. So the opening Mishnah in Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah distinguish between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Umas Olam. When does the Rosh Hashanah take effect? If the king was appointed, let's say, on Tu B'Shvat, so you don't wait till next year Tu B'Shvat with the Easter rite in the Shtoris, how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. So you don't wait till next year Tu B'Shvat to write Shana Shneir L'Hakamas HaMedina L'Hamodas HaMelech. When it comes a certain point, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Melochim, then you write that this is the Shana Shneir L'Malchus Ploni. So when exactly is that Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah distinguishes between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Umas Olam. The Malchus Umas Olam, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei, and Malchus Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Nissan. The Ran on the Rif writes over there, in the name of the earlier Rishonim, that this is not Stam Minig, a convention, a practice that the Tanoim had. This is Halacha based on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Asa Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. The Jewish history begins from Chodesh Nissan. And Al Pidin, if it's a Jewish government, then a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, that is, then the beginning of the year, Al Pidin, is Echad B'Nissan. So that's the basic distinction between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Umas Olam in the Mishnayos. And then there seem to be differences. Clearly, there are differences between the two forms of Malchus Yisrael. You have the Malchus Beis David and any other Malchus Yisrael. We have a Mishnah in the second parak in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara there commenting on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has a din derabbanan hamelach loydon veloydonim also. When Shimon ben Shetach was the chief rabbi, he was the nasi. His sister was married to Yana hamelach, so Yana was a meshugana, and he killed all of the rabbanim except for his brother-in-law. So at that time, Yana got angry why they were don him. One of his avodim had murdered someone, so the bezin put the eved to death. So Yana was angry why they made him stand in front, why they made Yanai, the Melech, stand in front of the Bezdin. They didn't treat him with the respect that he thought that he deserved. So the Tanoim, Hashem HaShetach, made a takana at that time, should never be done the Melech, because it's a suffix, takana, and they may decide to kill you. So the Melech, if he can't be done a Melech, so the Melech cannot serve as a dayan in a din Torah either, because we have a pasuk in Treyosa that says, is kosher shuba kosher, kasheit asmacha, v'achakach kasheit acherim. If you are not subject to be nidon in Bezdin, so you are not qualified to serve as a dayan in the Bezdin. So this did in the Mishnah, Melech Lodon v'Lodon Amosa, was instituted during the end of the period of the Bai Sheni, at the times of Yaneh HaMelech. So the Gemara explains that this takana never applied to the Malchus Beis David, only applied to Shar Melochim. Why doesn't it apply to Malchus Beis David? Because there's a pasuk in Navi that says, Beis David dina laboike mishpot, that the Melochim from Beis David are kosher to serve as Dayanim. Now, in the days of the Tanakh, all the Melochim were kosher to serve as Dayanim. The whole Takana was only instituted at the end of the period of the Bai Sheni, when there was no more Tanakh being written. So what's the right from the Pasuk? Beis David Dina Labak and Mishpat. At the time that Pasuk was composed, the whole Din de Rabbanah didn't exist yet. So that's what Tosfos seems to explain over there, commenting on that Gemara, that there's a theme that's famous from Achrayinim, but you have a lot of Rishonim deal with this theme.
maybe there's an idea that the Rabbanim have no, are limited in their right to make Xeris. Maybe the Chachamim have no right to make Xeris the Rabbanim. Kenegadova HaMafurish Batoira. That's famous from the Bach. The Taz, the son-in-law of the Bach, quotes this in three different places in Shulchan Aruch. One of the famous places, the most famous places in Hilchas Tkiya Shofar. Why did the Chachamim only make Xeris the Rabbanim that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow Shofar? Because of the concern, Shema Yavarena, Dalanamis Bishusarabim, the Baltikeh may forget and carry the Shofar. Why didn't they prohibit Kiyo Shofar on every Rosh Hashanah? Because of Mashmi Akol, you're not allowed to play any musical instruments. So they made such a Gzeira. Mashmi Akol is also, so that should include also Kiyo Shofar. So the Taz quotes in the name of his father in law, the Bach, that the Chachamim have no right to make a Gzeira, Kenegadova HaMafurish Batara. It doesn't say explicitly in Chumash that you have to blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. It says you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's self-understood, you have to blow even on Shabbos. Why not? There's no malacha involved. No malacha min ha-Torah is not even a malacha min ha-Rabbanan. It's a psaniser, some kind of an iser. But it's not even a malacha min ha-Rabbanan. So it's self-understood, you have to blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. But it's not explicit. So there the Chachamim had a right to make Gzeir de-Rabbanan that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But to make Gzeira the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period. Every Rosh Hashanah, then you're okay the whole din. That's Lavra al Dibrei Torah. That's how the Taz interprets the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Bezdin has the right, Makim Yonshin Shalom Min Adin, V'loi Lavra al Dibrei Torah, Ela Kedei Lasa Siog La Torah. What kind of a Loshin is that? In Sanhedrin Dafnan Beis. V'loi Lavra al Dibrei Torah. Of course the Bezdin Takan Dibrei al Dibrei Torah. What does that mean? Of course it's Lasa Siog La Torah. So a group of Achrayim understand that Gemara to mean the Chachamim have no right to make Gzeira the Rabbanan kenegadova hamafurish bater. So there are Tosfos in all over in Shas. Around 20 Tosfos in there. 10 of them say like this Bach, and 10 of them say not like the Bach. There's stiras all over the place. Seems to be a machlekes in Rishon. So the first place where we have a distinction between Malchus Beis David and Shar Malchus Yisrael is with respect to Adin de Rabbanon. Hamelech Lodon v'Lodonim also was only introduced as far as the other Malachim is concerned. They never introduced it with respect to the Malchus Beis David because that would be Kenegedova HaMafurish Bater. If the Chachamim distinguish between the Malchus Yisrael and the Malchus Beis David, when you get to the Din de Rabbanon, so apparently there must be called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein the Raisa Tikkun. There must be differences on the level of the Raisa between these two types of Malachim. So we have in the Gemara increases. The Gemara speaks about using Shemin HaMishcha. One is Moel Behegdish. If you use Shemin Mishcha's Kodesh for your own personal purposes. So for the purpose of being Moshech HaKoyen Gadol, being Moshech HaMelech, that's not a violation of Me'ila, that's the halacha. The din requires, you need Mashiach. So the Gemara spells out that only Malchut Beis David are you allowed to use Mashiach B'Shemin Mishcha's Kodesh. And Malchut Yisrael, other than Malchut Beis David, you used to use Shemin HaFarsimon. Parsimony oil, which was an imitation of Shemin HaMishcha, wasn't the real McCoy. I remember a few years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, they wrote up in the New York Times on the first page that they discovered parsimony oil in Eretz Yisrael that was bottled in the days of Yoshke, and they wrote in the newspaper that this is the oil that they used to use. They were talking about Yoshke, so this is the oil that they used to use to anoint the Davidic kings. That was on the first page of the New York Times. So that's a Torah Sefer. That's a mistake. This is the oil that they used to anoint imitation Davidic kings. The real Malchut Beis David used to use Shemin HaMishcha, Shemin Mishcha's Kodesh, the parsimony oil, the Shemin HaFarsimon, the Gemara says, was for the Malchut Yisrael. There is another din, which may or may not be a din deraisa, where we distinguish between Malchut Yisrael and Malchut Yumasa Oilam. We have a din in the Gemara, no one is permitted to sit in the Azora, Ein Yeshiva Bazora, Elo LeMalchut Beis David Belvad. The Mishnah is having Zvachim that if a Kohen does Avodah Yoshev, if he's sitting when he does the Avodah is Mechulelis. That's a different din. But here there's that's based on a Pasuk. Ki Bom Baruch HaRashem Lamed L'Sharsa L'Varach B'Shmoy. The Bechiras HaKohanim is Lamed L'Sharsa, to stand and to do the Avodah. But this is a different din, unrelated. Not when you're doing Avodah. No one is permitted to sit in the Azor, even in Kohen Gadol, Tosfos points out, unless he's a Melech from the Malchut Beis David. The Malchut Yisrael are not permitted to sit in the Azor. So this is a question, where is the Mocker of this din? So Rashi in two different places has two different suggestions. In one place Rashi writes that it must be halacha l'moshe misinai. He thinks that it's a din deraisa, but we don't have a pasuk. So he says it must be halacha l'moshe misinai. The other place Rashi writes that the whole din of Ein Yeshiva Bazar itself is only a din mid rabbanim. Whatever it is, But the Gemara made this distinction. As far as the Malchi Beis David is concerned, they are permitted to sit in the Azar. So that's where Abelvela Soloveitchik has in his Sefer HaChumash on Parsha Shoftim, on the Pasuk Tzom Tosim Alecha Melech, so he points out this contradiction in Rashi's. On the side of the Gemara, in the Masoras HaShas, they point out, on both Rashi's, they point out, look, in the other Rashi, that the Rashi contradicts, whether it's a Din Rabbanan or it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So Abelvela Soloveitchik points out, according to that suggestion in Rashi, that this did any Yeshiva Bazara, Ela L'malcha Beis David L'vad, this is a Halacha L'Moshe Messinai. So what was the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai? Ela L'malcha Beis David L'vad. That was part of the Nusach of the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai. How can it be? Already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they knew that there was going to be someone who was going to be known as David HaMelech, and his descendants are going to be called Malchus Beis David, and that's an exception to the rule. So what was the whole tilpul? Shmuel HaNavi didn't know whom to anoint, which one of the children, which one of the sons of Yishai. And he started the first son, second son, till he finally anointed David HaMelech. He should have known from the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik says, obviously, that wasn't the Nusach of the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai. The Nusach must have been, if you should assume that it's Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, that any Yeshiva Bazara Ela L'Malchus HaNevcheres, only to the chosen Malchus. And there's a special status of a Bechira, the Malchus HaNevcheres. So that had to be determined over the years. That had to be determined. Al Pi Nevuah, whose Malchus is the Malchus HaNevcheres. So it turned out that that was Shmuel HaNavi was told by Nevuah that Malchus HaNevcheres was David HaMelech. The Rambam has a din in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchos Malachim. It appears in the Yerushalmi, that's how the Nosei Kelim say, that the only government that's permitted to use Yerushalayim as their capital of Eretz Yisrael is the Malchus Beis David. Any other king is not allowed to use Yerushalayim. What kind of halacha is that? So that also seems to be that the official capital of Medina is supposed to be a Medina Yisrael, it's supposed to be a political entity, a country. And the official capital of Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be Yerushalayim. And it can only be used as the official capital if your government is the official government, if it's a Malchus HaNevcheres. If it's a Malchus Beis David, then it's the Malchus HaNevcheres. We find in the Gemara, in the very end of Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. A Shaila Halacha L'maisa comes up. It came up once in the history of the world, and it may come up again, once again in the history of the world. When you do Chalukah Sa'aretz, when you divide Eretz Yisrael amongst the Shvatim, so in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, it took them, it says in the Tanakh, it took 7 years to conquer all of the Laman Aleph Malachim. Then it says in the Gemara, this already does not say in the Tanakh, the Gemara had an oral tradition that it took 7 years, there was Sheva Shekovshan and Sheva Shechilko, it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. The first they divide Eretz Yisrael amongst the Shvatim, then amongst the Mishpachas within the Shvatim, then amongst the Yechidim. So when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim, and they drew the borders, this is Chalka Shel Zvulun, this is Chalka Shel Yisachar, this is Chela Kosher, and so on. So does it make sense, Chalkim Irachas L'Shnei Shvatim or not? Can you draw the border that separates between one Shevet and the other smack in the middle of the city? But he's saying, no, that doesn't make any sense. You have to either draw the border to the right of the city or to the left of the city. You don't divide one city in two. If you already drew the borders, and then there was a city on one side of the border, and it just keeps on expanding, then you can have half of the city will be in one state, half of the city will be in the other state. But does it make sense, l'chatchila, when you're drawing the borders between the various states, that this is the state of Yisachar, and this is the state of Asher, and this is Zvulun, does it make sense to draw the border in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, smack in the middle of a city? In the days of Ezra, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, there never was a Chalukah of the Shvatim. It says in the Novi Yecheskel, the end of Yecheskel, that they'll make a new Chalukah. So this Machlokes will be relevant again, I guess. The Rambam doesn't quote anything Halacha L'maisa, because in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, might have happened, there's nothing to discuss. Lasi Lavoi, well, he's going to take a stand, and Machlokes Abiyachim Vesh, I'm going to tell you what the din is going to be, it's going to happen once in the history of the world. So he doesn't write a psak. The Gemara has such a machlokes in the sugya of Irani Dachas towards the very end of Masechah Sanhedrin. So the Tosfos Yishonim printed on the side of the Gemara there is bothered with a kasha. How can there be a machlokes with a cholki meirachas l'shnei shvatim anat? Yerushalayim tochiach. Yerushalayim, they assume Yerushalayim existed in the days of Yeshua ben Nun already. And Yerushalayim was divided right down the middle. Half of Yerushalayim belonged to Shevet Binyamin, and the other half of Yerushalayim belonged to Shevet Yehuda. So how can you have a machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, but the Cholkim Irachas L'Shnei Shvatim, isn't it beferish? We knew that in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, they divided Yerushalayim to two sections. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi answers, well, Yerushalayim is a different story. That's L'chol HaDeis Muskam, that has to be divided. Yerushalayim Al Pi Din has to be a divided city, divided not between the Jews and the non-Jews, but rather divided between Shevet Yehud and Shevet Binyamin. Why is that so? Because you have from the Parshas Vayichi, Yaakov Avinu says, Le'osa Shevet Yehuda. Whatever it is, either it's a Tzavuas HaZokin, or it's a Havtoche, or a Nevuah, however you'll understand it, but he says that the Malchus is supposed to come from Shevet Yehuda. Then Yaakov Avinu also says about Binyamin, and Moshe Rabbeinu repeats this in Vezois HaBracha, when he gave the Bracha to Shevet Binyamin, that the Hakrovas HaKarbonis will take place in Chelka Shel Binyamin. Ubenk Seifob Shachin, the Hashuas HaShchina will be in Chelka Shel Binyamin. And the Midrashim talk about it, why was Binyamin Zoiche, as opposed to all the other Shvat, and why was only Shevet Binyamin Zoiche, that they should be the Ushbi Zachan, they should be the host for the Hashuas HaShchina. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi says Yerushalayim has to be a divided city because Al Pi Din Yerushalayim is both the official capital of the official government of Eretz Yisrael, and it's also the Makam of the Beis Hamikdash. Has to be both. So as the Makam of the Beis Hamikdash, we know from both Birchas Yaakov and from Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu that the Makam Akrovas HaKarbanos has to be in Shevet Binyamin. So at least part of Yerushalayim has to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. Then we know also that the government has to be Bechelka from, the king has to be from Shevet Yehuda. So the Mele, the official capital, has to be Bechelka Shel Yehuda. So Yerushalayim, because it had a double status, therefore it had to have, half had to be in Chelka Shel Yehuda, half had to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. That's in fact an interesting machlokes that the Achrayim have. You look in the Mishnah Brura and Hilchus, the end of Hilchus Tisha B'Av, where they quote the Dinim, the one who sees Haraya Makam Beis Hamikdash B'Chabana has to rip Kriya. Because you don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Haraya Ori Yehuda B'Chabanam has to rip Kriya because they're in a state of desolation. What do you mean Ori Yehuda B'Chabanam? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Poskim that Ori Yehuda B'Chabanam means that it's not under Jewish control. If it's under Jewish control, even it seems, even if it's you have a lot of Arabs living there, so that's considered Bibinyanam. So what if you have the Beis HaMikdash is missing, but it's under Jewish control? So the Pashtus is that you're not ripping Kriya over the fact that it's not under Jewish control, you're ripping Kriya over the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. Tzvi Yehuda Cook, Zechan Levracha, was of the opinion that once the Har HaBayis was under Jewish control, so you don't have to rip Kriya. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was a joke. What do you mean? Under Jewish control, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's still Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. That definition that the Magen Avraham gives, that Or Yehuda B'Chorbanah means under non-Jewish control, and Or Yehuda B'Binyan means under Jewish control, that's as far as Or Yehuda is concerned, and not as far as Yerushalayim, not as far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned. Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah means there's no Beis HaMikdash. The students of Merkaz HaRav were very upset when they heard that Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was not correct. We didn't tell them it was a joke, we just said Rav Soloveitchik thought it wasn't correct. How can anybody dispute what Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook thought? I thought the Rav Soloveitchik was right. No, Beis HaMikdash says what? Beis HaMikdash, B'Chorbanah. The question is, what's the definition of Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah? The Gemara says there were three levels of ripping Kriya. By your other relatives who died, there were only two levels of ripping Kriya. There's a more Chomadikki Kriya by Avivim, or by parents, and a less Chomadikki Kriya by other relatives. And here there are three levels. The most Chomadikki level is Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah, slightly less, lower level of Kriya. The difference is Lahalocha and the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. Slightly less is Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah, and slightly less than that is Or Yehuda B'Chorbanah. And the Shulchan Aruch has Nafkaminis Ledina. So the question is, what's the nature of the Kriya on the Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah? So Rav Soloveitchik and others were of the opinion that that's based on the fact that all of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas based on Migdash B'Haraya, that you eat Kachim Kalim, you eat the Korban Pesach, you eat the other Kachim Kalim and all of Yerushalayim. So Kozman does not based on Migdash, Yerushalayim is considered B'Chorbanah. And others were of the opinion, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach, other Achareinim were of the opinion that Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah is not because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, but rather that Yerushalayim is the official capital, was supposed to be the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. That was the Ir HaBira, that was the Ir HaMelucha, that was the capital. And we're ripping Kriya over the fact that we don't have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael that can use Yerushalayim as its capital. So if that's what you're ripping Kriya over, so then if you do have a Jewish government, and it does have control of Yerushalayim, and they could use, and they do officially declare Yerushalayim as their capital. So then Bizman HaZeh, you should not rip Kriya. So that's a Shaila Halacha L'maaseh. Bizman HaZeh, after Melchemet Sheshet HaYamim, Yerushalayim is now in Jewish control. It's Does it have the same status as Ari Yehuda b'Chorbanim, that once under Jewish control you don't rip Kriya? Or do you say no, it has the same status as Beis HaMikdash? Because man, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you're still ripping Kriya over Yerushalayim, which is in the state of Churban.
So, someone wants to say that you can't consider even Ari Yehuda under Jewish control since there's
Because what?
That's correct.
Okay, many who consider Ari Yehuda not b'binyanim, that's not enough Jewish control. There's so much pressure placed on the Jews to give away Ari Yehuda, so maybe that's not called b'binyan. Okay. But Yerushalayim, that's the Shaila. Whether Yerushalayim b'chor banoi still applies b'zman hazeh. So you see that that officially the city Yerushalayim has a double status. It's supposed to be the official capital of Eretz Yisrael, and number two, it's supposed to be the Ir Habir, the Ir HaMelucha, and the Ir HaMelucha for the official government. That's the Malchus HaNevcheres of Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be the Malchus Beis David. So that's what the Rambam writes in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Malachim, quoting a Yerushalmi, that another kingdom, another king other than Malchei Beis David, are not supposed to use Yerushalayim as their capital. We have another difference between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Umas Olam, based on the Hemshech of the same thing, which could well be a Din D'Oraisa. When a person eats bread, Kidei Sviya, so he's obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon, a pasuk in the Chumash. Eretz Hashalob b'miskenes tochal b'alechem yochal tov esavot avirachta os Hashem alakech al horetz atoy v'ashenos anloch. So the Gemara explains, not enough v'irachta os Hashem alakech, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave you the food, al horetz atoy v'ah, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Eretz Yisrael, and atoy v'ah means ha'hor atoy v'azeh v'halvon, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that when the Mon came down in the Midbar, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed the bracha Hazana Sako. That's a shaila in the middle of Nusach Svard, in the middle of the first bracha. So they say, "Kol mo pesechas yadecha mazbil cholchay ratzon." That's from Tilim. So how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting "Kol mo pesechas yadecha"? Doesn't it show that was added later? So it doesn't belong there. So the Mabit was obviously a Svardi. Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He lived in Svart. The 1500s, all the Rabbanim was Sfardim. Everybody was Sfardim at that time. So there were no Ashkenazim at that time. So the Madbid wrote a Sefer Beis Elokim where he works on this kasha. He's worried about this kasha. How come they, when they recite the Birchas Hamazon, they quote the Pasuk? If the Gemara says the first bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, so obviously that Pasuk didn't belong. So he says, no, it's not true. That there are Midrashim, that Rashi quotes in his commentary on Tanakh, there are Midrashim that say all of Nevi Maksufim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And that's why we refer to Nevi'im Ksuvim as Dibri Kabbalah. What do you mean, Dibri Kabbalah? These are all a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Except that it wasn't officially written down yet to be incorporated into the Kisrei HaKodesh until a later date. So the Pasuk, Pasechas Yadecha, Mazbil Cholchai Ratzon, was floating around already from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't that the whole line was added on later, just the word Ka'amur. Ka'amur means I'm quoting a passage from Tanakh. So the word Ka'amur was added on. The line Pasechas Yadecha, that's how the Mabit suggests. The line Pasechas Yadecha that Nusach Sfarad says already existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was part of what Moshe Rabbeinu composed. That's what he claims. And later, after David HaMelech incorporated that Pasuk into Tehillim, into Ashrei, so then they added on the word Ka'amur. That you should know that this Pasuk appears in Tanakh as well. So I'll come upon him. The Gemara says in Brachas, in Perek Shlosha Shachlu, that the Nusach of the Birchas Hamazon was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mon came down, but it didn't make sense to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Eretz Yisrael. He didn't deliver it yet. Eretz Yisrael was Niknes, it already belonged to Avraham Avinu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to walk around the borders, but still the Jews weren't there in Eretz Yisrael. So it does make sense to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Eretz Yisrael if Lamaisa were not using it. So after Yeshua ben Nun with the Jewish armies conquered Eretz Yisrael, so then Yeshua ben Nun composed the second bracha of the Birchas Hamazon. That makes sense to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us Eretz Yisrael. Then they still didn't have Yerushalayim yet. Yerushalayim was still in the hands of the Yevusi. So when David HaMelech conquered Yerushalayim and he established his kingdom there, he established Yerushalayim as the capital, so he composed half of the next bracha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, but David HaMelech wasn't permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he was told that his son is going to be a man of peace, Shlomo HaMelech is going to be a Nisholam, and he's going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, so he composed the other half of the third bracha and the Brichas HaMazon. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim, the both aspects of Yerushalayim. The one aspect that is the capital city of the Medina Yisrael, and the second aspect that is the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. Today, and then the Gemara says that when you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, so you should also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he gave us Malchus Beis David, because that's the official government that's supposed to be ruling in Yerushalayim. Like the Rambam wrote in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchos Malachim, that any other king other than the Melech and the Malchus Beis David really shouldn't use Yerushalayim as his capital, because only the Malchus HaNevcheres belongs in Yerushalayim. So the Pashtus is that after the termination of the Malchus Beis David, so it does make sense to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us Malchus Beis David. So and after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it does make sense to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have it anymore. So the Chachamim changed the Nusach. When you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so they composed the Nusach, Rachim No, have Rachmanis on the Beis HaMikdash, on Yerushalayim, on the Malchus Beis David. The Pashtus is that that's only with the Ribbono, with the Torah, you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam Asher Nasan Lach that he gave us the food and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. The first bracha, Zanus HaKol, we thank him that he gave us the food. Second bracha, Nodeh Lecha Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon, thank us that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha is HaToiva, Haaretz HaToiva, Haaretz is Eretz Yisrael, HaToiva, Haaretz HaToiva, Zeva Halvanayin, means Yerushalayim with its different aspects, as the capital city with the Malchus Beis Dovin and with the Beis HaMikdash. It's called man that you have the Malchus Beis Dovin and you have the Beis HaMikdash, so you have an obligation to recite the third bracha. When Eretz Yisrael is taken away, probably also, how can you say that you're obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us Eretz Yisrael if we don't have Eretz Yisrael, if it was taken away? Now we have it back, okay. So the bracha Noda Lecha became back again thereis. And the third bracha that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David and on Yerushalayim and on Beis HaMikdash, probably is only Midirabban. On the level of the Raisa, you're not obligated to pray that he should give us back the Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David. You thank Hashem Asan Lach, you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for having given us all of these things. So from the Gemara would appear that this is a real Limud Raisa, that when you have a Malchus Beis David, when you recite the Brichas HaMazon, you have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for having given us Yerushalayim, Bishlei Musa, all the aspects of Yerushalayim, namely, that is the capital of Eretz Yisrael with the Malchus Beis David there, with the Beis HaMikdash. There's another possible distinction, perhaps on the level of the Raisa, between Malchus Beis David and Shar Malchus. Rab Chaim is quoted, Rab Elvala Soloveitchik quotes in the name of Rab Chaim, that based on the Pirush HaMishnayis in the end of Sanhedrin, he was of the opinion that there's a difference with respect to Morad B'Malchus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, HaMorad B'Malchus, Rishus biyad hamelach lahargai. Morad b'malchus chayv misa doesn't mean it's chayv misa. It means the melech has the right to kill him if he so chooses. So Rab Chaim said, based on the Pirush HaMishnayis Rambam, that's only by shar melochim. But if you have a melech on the malchus beis David, so the Rambam says morad b'malchus is chayv misa. It's not optional, and the melech has no right to be moichel the chayv misa. It's a chayv misa. So Rab Elbala Soloveitchik has a kasha against this from a certain Gemara Megillah. So he tainted that he didn't think it was correct. So many Sfarim now, they write that the Kasha is not insurmountable. The Kasha can be answered. And it could well be that this is a difference between a Melech and the Malchus Beis David and Shar Melochim on the level of the Raisa. What exactly is the role of the Melech? What is the Melech supposed to do? So you look in the Rambam, this section in the Rambam is called Hilchas Melochim Melchama Isehem. We say Bikitza Hilchas Melochim. But the full title, if you look in the first page in Hilchos Malachim, is Hilchos Malachim and Melchama Isehem. One of the main functions of the Melech is to wage war. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a mitzvah, sometimes to wage war. The different kinds of mitzvahs. They tell over the story that the previous Satmar Rebbe, used to go to Eretz Yisrael every Sawafen right before elections to discourage everyone from participating in the election, that it's an Aveira. You're not allowed to participate in the elections for the government. And the Aguda used to have signs all over, it's a mitzvah to vote for the Aguda. So they say that the Satmar Rebbe once went to visit the Ger Rebbe, a Meisner from 40 years ago, longer, 50 years ago. So he went to visit the Ger Rebbe, whose name appeared on these signs that it's a mitzvah to participate in the elections and to vote for Aguda. So he said, it's a mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah? He was chuckling, a mitzvah like eating matzah? What kind of a mitzvah is it? So the Ger Rebbe gave a krecht and he says, it's a mitzvah like eating maror. There's some mitzvahs that were not there. Some mitzvahs, you eat latkes and you listen to klap haman. There's some mitzvahs that everybody's very cheerful, very happy. And other mitzvahs that were not so happy, we got to do a mitzvah. So one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is, unfortunately, sometimes you have to go to war. Sometimes you have to shoot to kill. You have no choice. So the role of the melech, one of the roles of the melech is lilchem mochamas Hashem, to wage war. Another role of the melech, there's a long tshuva in Avdei Nezer, where he ascertains al-pidin, the shuva halacha l'maisa, where he has to work on the definition of the job description of the melech, what is he supposed to do. Rabbi Nezer has in the second chelik yoredei a long tshuva about Yerusha by Rabbonis. Rob passed away, and there were two possibilities who should take over the Rabbonis, either his son or his son-in-law. So the Rabbi Nezer has a very sharp tshuva, and there are six hurdles that he has to overcome before he gets to the conclusion as to who is zeichet to the Yerusha and the Rabbanah. So he refers to, this tshuva has a title. Usually the tshuva does have a number. This tshuva has a title to it, Shesh Milas Lakisei. The six hurdles that you have to overcome before you get over onto the throne of the of Rabbanah over here. Shesh Milas Lakisei was Shlomo HaMelech had a throne that had six steps that you had to walk up in order to get on top of the throne. So part of what he ascertains in that tshuva is based on a famous Drosho Saran, Drosho Yud Aleph, where the Ran points out, based on Psukim in Tanakh, in the Nevi'im, Uksuvim, different places, that one of the major roles of the king is Lodun Esa'am, to judge the people. What do you mean, Lodun Esa'am? We have a Torah, we have a Choshem Mishpah, we have a Dinim and Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean that's the role of the king? So the Ran develops this idea, and Avni Nezer develops it more Bahar Chove, that the role of the king is, as it says in Mishle, Melech B'Mishpat Yamin Eretz. The role of the king is to maintain law and order in the land. The laws are on the books, yeah, but sometimes, as a Hirashah, take for example, the Ran gives this mashal. If you're only going to give the death penalty to a murderer who had Edom v'Hasra, so you're never going to give the death penalty. So the murderers will always make sure that they'll never be Mekabel the Hasra. So they'll get away with murder, literally. So they run around the country and kill more people. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that the Rambam quotes that it's din from the Gemara. The Melech has a right to kill Bali Hasra, even Bali Kosher Edom. Sometimes he doesn't even need two Kosher Edom. That's a question. The Rambam writes, Al Pi Eid Echad. Eid Echad means Eid Echad, or Eid Echad means Eidus Miuchedus. It's a question exactly how to read the Rambam. So what kind of a din is this? This is the role of the king, is to maintain law and order. Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Eretz. There are the dinim in Shulchan Aruch, that's up to the Bezin to enforce. And then the Melech is supposed to institute, the government is supposed to institute minimum wages, that the people shouldn't cheat each other, or maximum prices, rent control, if they feel that that's reasonable, or maximum prices to charge for necessities, for milk and for meat and for eggs and so on. If you're selling ice cream, you can charge whatever you want, but if you're selling food that's necessary for the people's well-being, so the government should institute price control. So this is all the function of the melech. That's lodun esam. That kind of lodun. Not lodun to paskan choshem mishpat, but that they have dayanim, they have bat dinim for. There is, when the Ran formulates the question, what do you need a melech lodun esam? Lilcham al-chamas Hashem, okay. He's the commander-in-chief of the army. You have to have a standing army. You have to have an army prepared to fight wars. And the melech has to be in charge of that. What do you mean lodun esam? So when the Ran poses the question, so he formulates in such a way, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech. The Ribbono Shel Olam already gave us the Dinim in the Torah, so what do you need a Melech Lod in a Psalm? So Gratis Amrishanim say like that. The Gemara in the second Perek in Sanhedrin says, and in Kiddushin the Gemara says, even though the parents have the ability to be Moichel on the Kibbut Aviyim, but the Melech Shemochel Al Kvoda, Tamachachim can also be Moichel on his Kavod, but a Melech Shemochel Al Kvoda, the Melech has no right to be Moichel. So the Mordechai in Kiddushin explains why that's so. So he uses a lashon from the piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hamamlach Malachim Veloy Hamlucha. The Ribbono Shel Olam sees to it that human beings are appointed as the king over Eretz Yisrael, But v'loy amalucha, basically the Rabbanu Shalom is still the melech. That's the Turi Karta who don't recognize the Dinis Yisrael, so that's their national anthem. That Hashem hu malkeinu v'lo anachnu avadim. So it's taka true. Everybody agrees. The Mizrahi and the Aguda who are in the government also agree. Hashem hu malkeinu v'lo anachnu avadim. But we say, like the Mordechai quoted from the Piyutim, Hamam lach malach and v'loy hamlucha. The Rabbanu Shalom is the Melech, doesn't mean it's a steer that you can't have a Melech Basav Adam. The Melech Basav Adam is supposed to be the representative of the Rabbanu Shalom. He's supposed to have a Melech running Eretz Yisrael, supposed to be representing the Rabbanu Shalom. We haven't had it yet, but that's the day will come that we're waiting for such a thing. Supposed to have a Melech who represents HaKadosh Baruch. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Only the Melech from the Malchus Beis David has a right to have yeshiva ba'azara. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. What do you mean? He was the official representative of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Melech from the Malchus Beis David is the one who really represents the Rabban Shalom. It's a little questionable. It should perhaps come out that the only Melech that came to Moichel on this covenant is only a Melech from the Malchus Beis David, because he's not the Balabas on the covenant. It's really the Rabban Shalom's covenant. Because this idea that the Melech is really the representative of the Rabban Shalom, the Yeshev Shlomo Kis Hashem, that pasuk is only by the Malchus Beis David. Can it be that according to the Mordechai, another Melech can be Moichel on his covenant? It's highly questionable. The Pasuk, this is that it's not correct. But it could be, based on the reasoning that the Mordechai gave, it could possibly be so. When the Rambam writes how you appoint a melech, so he says the melech has to be appointed al pi novi and al pi bezin shal shivim v'yechod ki Yehoshua. Yehoshua ben Nun had a din of a melech. How do we know from the Gemara that Yehoshua ben Nun had a din of a melech? So the Gemara learns that the din of Mar b'malchus chayim misa. From the pasuk in Yoshua, Koli Sheshayam Respicha Lo Yichya. So you see, the Gemara assumes that Yoshua ben Nun had a din of a melech. The Avnei Neza has a suggestion. Maybe it was a different kind of a melech. Maybe there are two different kinds of melech. But Akal Panim Gemara has that Yoshua ben Nun had certain aspects of melech. So there is a problem in this Rambam. The Rambam says Ki Yoshua Sheminehu Moshe Beis Dina, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Sanhedrin in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yehoshua ben Nun as the Melech. The Mefarshim on the Rambam are bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and a few places that Moshe Rabbeinu Mamokam Ayin Aleph Koy. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Bez Nagodl. So why does he say Ki Yehoshua Sheminei Moshe U Beis Dino? Moshe without his Bez Din would also have the status of Ashiv V'Yechot. Why does the Rambam write that you have to have Moshe U Beis Dino? So some of the recent Sfarim want to suggest that halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu Mamokam Ayin Aleph Koy, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Bez Nagodol, that was only up until Parshas Bahalo Yischa, up until the time that he appointed a Sanhedrin of Shivim Yechod. So he was running the show all by himself. But from that time on, after he appointed the Bez of Shivim Yechod, that's described in Parshas Bahalo Yischa, from that time on he no longer had that status. And Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yehoshua ben Nun towards the end of his career, before he was about to die. So at that time, he no longer had the status of Shivim V'Yechad. This is very questionable. Many say that it's not correct. You have to look into the Gemara. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik gave a different suggestion based on the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Sesek Kuf Nun Gimel, writes about the mitzvah to establish a luach. You have to have Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shona. He counts it as one big fat mitzvah, Kviyas HaLuach. So the Rambam writes that this mitzvah can only be fulfilled by the Bezna HaGadol, and that's based on a Mechilta. So it's Beferish. The Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shona has to be done by the Bezna HaGadol. It does mean that you need all the 71 members of the Bezna HaGadol. The Mishnah says Kiddush HaChodesh can be done by Bezna of 3. But that Bezna of 3 has to be authorized, has to be under the supervision, has to be under the auspices of the Bez Nagodol. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he says that's not true. The Ramban says, how is that possible? We know historically, till the days of Abai Berove in Bovel, their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana, and it was during the lifetime of Abai Berove that in Eretz Yisrael Hil Hasheni established the Luach. There was no Bez Nagodol. Bez Nagodol ceased to exist 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says. Way before. So how can it be? There was not Bez Nagodol. How can they do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana? The Ramban says, no, the din is that any Bezna of Shloisha can do Kiddush HaChodesh. You don't need Bezna Gadol. But because this issue of Kviyas HaLuach is relevant to all of Klal Yisrael, so it doesn't make sense that any Tom, Dick, and Harry, going to get three rabbis, Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, and they're going to get together, they're going to declare, when it's Rosh Chodesh, they're going to declare this year as a Shana. Who asked them? Me, Somcha, what do you mean? They're going to be kaveh for all of Klal Yisrael. When is Rosh Chodesh and when is Rosh Hashanah going to be? So it doesn't make any sense. So calls man that there is a Bez Nagal, a central authority, central rabbinic authority. So you should go to the Bez Nagal. If you live in a generation where you don't have a Bez Nagal, so then you revert back to the basic din. Any Bezna of Tom, Dick, and Harry, any Bezna of three rabbis who have bona fide smicha, know what they're talking about, so they can make Kiddush HaChodesh. What are you going to do if you have two groups? A Bezna of three over here, Bezna of three over here. So kol HaKodim Zocha, whoever will declare Rosh Chodesh first, or whoever will declare Shana Mu'beres first, will win. Whoever comes first will win. So the Ramban has such an idea. It's not that you need a Bezna Gadol to make Kviyas HaLuach, Bizman Sheyesh Bezna Gadol, then you have to have Bez Nagal. If there is no Bez Nagal, so you don't need. Why Bizman Sheyesh Bez Nagal do you need? Because it's a matter that's relevant to all of Klal Yisrael, the Kviyas HaLuach. So Rav Soloveitchik thought over here also. It's not that the Halacha requires that in order to appoint a Melech, you really need a Bez Nashal Shivim V'Yechod. If there is a Bez Nashal Shivim V'Yechod, you can't appoint a Melech without their approval. You have to consult with them to see what they have to say. So what if you're going to? What if you live in a generation where there are two Bezna Gadols? Moshe Rabbeinu is B'makom Ayin Aleph Koi, and then you also have a Bezna Gadol of the Shivim Zekeinim. So since you have two Bezna Gadols, however you say that in plural, but the Dinim Hagdolim, so then you have to have the approval of both. If you would have no Bezna Gadol at all, it would be like the Ramban said by Kiddush HaChodesh, you can do Kriyas, you can do Mina HaMelech without Bezna Gadol. But if you live in a generation where you have one, then you need their approval. And if you live in a generation where there's more than one Bezna Gadol, then you need the approval of the both Bati Dinim HaGadol. And perhaps that's the same regarding Alpi Novi. The Rambam points out you can only appoint a Melech Alpi Novi. So Mokim in the Tosefta, Alpi Novi. So the question is, in the days of the Chashmonaim, there were no Nevim. So how were the Chashmonaim appointed as Melech, unless they say they didn't have a din of a Melech? That's also possible. It's a big discussion in Achrayim. But if one should assume that the Chashmonaim had the status of a Melech, and they had all the dinim of a Melech, they were not from the Malchut Beis David, that's for sure. But the Rambam writes, even one is not from the Malchut Beis David. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Malachim, one is not from the Malchut Beis David. If he's appointed properly as a Melech, he has all the dinim, he has to write an extra Sefer Torah, Le'yabra lo Noshim, Le'yabra lo Susim, Le'yabra lo Miyot, has all the dinim of Melech, has the dinim of Rebbe Malchus Chayim Nisa, all the dinim apply. So the Pashtus is we assume that the Chashmonaim had a din of a Melech. There was no Novi. So the answer is, when you have a Novi, then the Novi is Likuva. If you live in a generation where there is no Novi, then it's assumed that you can appoint a Melech without the approval of the Novi. I remember many years ago I spent a summer in Kiryat Arba. So they were, the yeshiva, the big yeshiva there was learning Sanhedrin. So they didn't start Sanhedrin from the beginning. Usually in yeshivas that they learn Sanhedrin, they learn from Perek Aleph because they want to learn all the ketzos, all the nesivas and hilchos dayanim. That's all based on the first perek. They weren't interested in ketzos and nesivas. They were interested in Malchus Yisrael. So they started from the second perek in Sanhedrin, which the name of the second perek is Perek Kain Gadol, that has all the dinim of Melech. Has most of the dinim of Melech. Some of the dinim are scattered about in the rest of Shas. Okay, so this is all based on the reason why I picked this topic this week is because in the Parsha Sashavua, the Ramban writes on the Pasuk, Lo Yosef Shevit Mehuda, he considers this a Tzavoah Sazok, and he considers this obligatory, not Stam Haftoche, not Stam a recommendation. He thinks that this is a real din, that you're not allowed to appoint a Melech from any Shevit other than Shevit Yehuda.
Want to say a Kaddish to the Rabbanah?